This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Vice President J.D. Vance was in Colorado Springs yesterday to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. CPR's Dan Boyce says he told cadets to prepare for a military career of rapid change.
Vance told the more than 900 graduates the jobs many of them will be going into would have seemed like science fiction 2 decades ago. It's an entirely new era of warfare.
One shaped by autonomous systems, AI, and cyber operations. Technologies evolving far faster than military institutions have historically been accustomed to.
Vance says the graduates are ready for those evolving roles in the Air and Space Forces. The Academy says the class of 2026 had the highest average GPA in 20 years. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Democratic Congressman Jason Crow is helping launch a new congressional caucus. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The End Corruption Caucus will work on legislation to root out corruption in government and restore people's trust in elected leaders. In a statement, Crow says corruption is poisoning our politics, and he noted the influence of billionaire donors and special interests. He also said President Trump has enriched himself and his family by billions. He's launching the caucus with New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and California Representative Mike Levin, both Democrats. Since entering Congress, Crow has introduced bills to end dark money and end congressional stock trading, but those efforts have not passed. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
If you've been putting off a trip to the tax office because you can't get there during the work week, there's a solution for you tomorrow. The IRS says select taxpayer assistance centers across Colorado will offer in-person help tomorrow, May 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find locations online at irs.gov/Saturday hours. It's 6:06 on CPR News.